Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week, all season long. Here are my picks for Thursday Night Football. Warning, I suck. Atlanta +2. The over 51.5, and I've got Julio Jones +130 to score a touchdown. I bet $10 to win $56.38. A lower bet this week, but I've been on a cold streak, so I want to bounce back. If you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement has been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Inspired by State Farm's surprisingly great rates.
It's so cheap.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Open enrollment is November 1st. Through GetCoveredIllinois.gov, you can get the information you need to pick health insurance for pre-existing conditions and preventative care. Also, you're guaranteed essential health benefits like prescription drugs, hospitalization, and so much more. When it's time to enroll, trust the .gov. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Open enrollment is November 1st. GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
In 60 seconds, Kevin Fishbane talks Bears and previews their upcoming game against the Saints on the score.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Hey, Matt, I'm wondering if you can give us an update on Cody and if you'd expect him to practice today. And the follow-up to that is, I don't think he's missed a snap since you've been here. What has he been able to bring to that group, especially if they're having some challenging moments?
I don't have an update right now on him, but I will say that with Cody, you just saying that right there, you realize, I mean, this guy's played all these snaps and has so much experience. So when you see a guy go through what he went through on Monday night, it's always challenging. But I mean, it's one of those deals again, if he's out of this game, then Sam has to be ready to go. And that's just kind of where this season has been for not only us, but a lot of teams.
A man who reports responsibly.
This is my first radio hit wearing a mask.
What are we rocking?
I think it's actually from The Gap, because I might as well try to be stylish while I got to wear one, right?
Kevin Fishbane.
What's the saying? If you have nine tight ends, do you even have one?
Talking Bears with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score. The Score.
Kevin Fishbane, who covers the Bears for The Athletic, is on Twitter at KFishbane, and this segment with him is brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. Hello, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, no.
If the White Sox hired Tony La Russa, what does that do to Matt Nagy's standings among head coaches in Chicago?
Well, moves him up a notch by default, I can tell you that. No matter what he's doing.
Great news for the Bears.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. So you know how I'm feeling today. If you want to get a look at Kevin Fishbane, you can on our Twitch feed, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. The Bears have been good at talking about getting better on offense. They're better at talking about it than they are actually doing it. And we know the number of things that they say. Yeah, we know we got to clean that up, or we know we have to be better. We know we have to do this. Is there any reason to believe that they're capable of actually acting on some of this stuff now in a way that they haven't before?
Well, I guess you can go along the lines of it can't get much worse, so there's only one way to go, which is up, you would think. Although I do think it possibly could get worse when you're playing a pretty good Saints front without Cody Whitehair, it seems that way. The other thing, if you're looking for some optimism, the fact that this team is in the playoff race, I mean, they're very much in contention. They're very much a team that statistically should make the playoffs with a 5-2 start. That might lend to more drastic measures from a head coach, maybe from a GM when it comes to personnel next week at the trade deadline, whatever it is. They can't just sit there and keep banging their heads against the wall in the same manner each week if they want to actually make this thing work. You know, you could argue last year, they were out of the playoffs, after they had that little four-game losing streak in the midseason. They gave themselves some hope in late November. But right now, they're 5-2 still. So, maybe that makes it easier for them to make the type of changes they need to make. Although, of course, Dan, you could absolutely say there just aren't that many changes they can make to really make this thing better. This is who they have, and it's hard to see these guys, putting up the points they need to do to win consistently.
It's a very strange place to be, to still be in decent position, yet wondering how good they are. And this matchup is bad for them because they lose to the Saints. They've lost 5 in a row to the Saints, as you just pointed out with a recent tweet, tied for their longest active streak with the Patriots and the Eagles. They're banged up, too. What do we know about the availability or not of some key players on Sunday?
Yeah, well, the concussion protocol, obviously never a good thing. And you're talking about for Allen Robinson, that was a Monday night game. So that's, obviously one less day than if it happened on Sunday for him to work his way through the protocol and get cleared. So, that's just, you really don't know, Dan. You mean, you're not going to know until they tell you he's been cleared. If they tell you he's cleared Friday, does that mean he can go on Sunday? I would imagine. But with that we just have to keep waiting each day to see. You heard me ask Matt about Cody Whitehair, and reading the tea leaves of that answer told me they don't expect him to play Sunday. That was my hunch, the way he responded to that question. But the good thing is it doesn't sound like it's a long-term issue. But, boy, I mean, you're talking about the steadiest player they have on that offensive line. The center is so important. You're throwing in a guy in Sam Mustafa, who last week was his first NFL snaps. The only reason Sam Mustafa is even on the active roster is because James Daniels on injured reserve. If James Daniels was healthy, he would slide over to center, most likely, and you would move somebody else in at guard. So I think that is crucial. The Khalil Mack ankle injury, Dan, we've done this song and dance with Khalil before. I wish I knew. I wish I could give you better information other than, he's the type of guy who can miss practice all week and show up Sunday and get 2 strip sacks. So, it's something to monitor because it's a different injury than earlier in the season. But with Khalil, it's hard to really know how much of it is rest and management versus something serious.
And I'm interested to see, too, in how Matt Nagy adjusts the way he calls a game, if he's going to do it at all, because so much is lip service. It's odd to me when he says, yeah, Chris Emma asked him directly, is transferring play calling responsibilities something that you would consider? And he answered the question. He said, we talk about that all the time. We consider it. And if I thought that would help us win, I would. And I don't know that he's being truthful to himself. You know, I'm not saying he's lying, but what would it take? And I don't know what that threshold is, that how clear would the disconnect have to be? How desperate would they have to be for him to say, yes, now it's time? That's what I can't tell, because it sounds like lip service to just say, oh, yeah, of course we would think about that if that would help us win. That Matt Nagy, the head coach, may want to think harder about doing that sometime.
Yeah, you know, ego is such a part of this equation too. When you're Matt Nagy and this is your third year as a head coach, you're not Andy Reid, who has job security through the roof and can just, if he wants to hand off play calling, no one's going to bat an eye. This is something that can affect the team in the short term. It can affect his resume in the long term. Now, you could also look at it as being a huge boost to what. To his cachet, if he shows the humility and it works out well, if, for example, Bill Lazor takes over, Matt Nagy becomes a better overall head coach when it comes to clock management and overseeing, helping out with special teams and defense and overseeing the offense, and they win games with Lazor, you know, Nagy says, look, I'm a good leader. And this is what good leaders do. You know, there is a benefit if he does it and it works out. But you know, look, this guy was brought here for his offensive acumen. He was brought here to be the aggressive, creative play caller. We certainly haven't seen it. You know, I do wonder what it takes. Does it take a long losing streak? Does Ryan Pace have to get involved? I don't see Ryan Pace, Dan, as the type of general manager that's going to tell. I don't even know how that works. If he can say to Matt Nagy, hey, you can't call plays anymore. So I will say it was noteworthy, the question you brought up from Chris, that Matt Nagy didn't rule it out. And I think that is certainly a change from the way he discussed it last year. So, you know, it's worth watching. I do think, though, it'd be kind of funny to be in that room and Matt Nagy asks his underlings, essentially, do you guys think I should keep play calling? I don't know who raises their hand and says, yeah, you know what, Matt, I don't think you're good at that anymore. Let me take over. I'm not sure how those conversations go, but I think that's a lot of it is on Matt Nagy, his ego, his humility, and kind of what wins out as the season goes on.
Now that we're through the news cycle about the Brian Griese comments, and we've been trying to sort of pull some of these strings apart and weave them back in a way that makes sense, do you think the Bears just dodged a bullet in sort of, it was a non-denial denial and some vague accusations of miscommunication where they just kind of threw a bunch of words at us without saying what was miscommunicated, by whom, what exactly, what was incorrect, what was said or not said? It's all just kind of a blur now, and things were said that may kind of have been true, and Brian Griese might have said some things he put on the record that should have been off the record. Either way, it looks like they have somehow avoided it becoming a thing.
I think that speaks to Nick Foles, just like who the guy is. You know, he's not the type of quarterback that's going to let something like this become a thing. And he, you know, the way he reacted Monday night, he could have been blowing it off, but he certainly seemed like he was very bristled that was the way his conversation was perceived. And it looked like he did some work to make sure Matt Nagy understood and they were on the same page. You know, you go back to a previous Bears quarterback. I mean, you can imagine Jay Cutler handling a situation like that the way Nick Foles did. I mean, other quarterbacks around the league, I mean, it's tough. But, yeah, you know, again, I think the Bears are fortunate that a guy like Foles, and Dan, I'll play a little rampant speculation, if you will. I can totally see a conversation with Brian Griese. They're just, you know, they're just shooting the breeze. And Brian Griese says, you know, Nick, I see a play come in and I see a drop back and you don't even have any time. I mean, you must be looking at the play sheet thinking, how am I going to make this pass? And Nick Foles probably laughs and says, ha ha, yeah, maybe that's happened sometimes. And then Griese translates it the way he does on the broadcast. Again, totally rampant speculation, but the way that Nick Foles responded, that's the way I kind of perceived it. It was just kind of a casual back and forth that Griese took to the level that he gathered from that conversation. When Nick Foles is like, well, man, I was just joking around with the guy with these kind of and having these casual broadcast partner conversations. So, again, I do think the Bears did dodge something just because of the guy that Nick Foles is. He doesn't seem like someone that's going to let this become a distraction.
And that was my takeaway, was that Greasy just presented it wrong, where we hear these things all the time, and you and any other reporter or broadcaster gets information from someone, and you can use it for your own edification, you can use it to speculate, and there's a way of presenting it where you say, you know, in my experience, sometimes the play caller gets a little excited and optimistic and sends some things in, not realizing how quickly that rush is bearing down on the quarterback, and the quarterback has to adjust accordingly. You know, this happened to me once, or this really isn't all that uncommon in the NFL, and maybe Nick Foles is experiencing some of the same thing here. You don't just say, Nick Foles told me this has been happening, and the fact that it was before that game that they got all that information. The timeline matters, too. I just think it's a way you present it where you can sound knowledgeable and nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, and I think you know this, too, Dan. When you are in a live broadcast situation, like you and I are here, sometimes you say something that you wouldn't necessarily write it down that way. And I think that's a situation where Brian Greasy, if he was to write down to describe his conversation with Nick Foles, he might not write it like that, but that's just the way he says it in real time. And frankly, and again, I think Lewis Riddick is fantastic, and I thought Brian Greasy was very good. I think those two really helped that broadcast. They were certainly kind of fast and loose with some of the things they heard. I mean, what got lost in the shuffle is they said Aaron Donald told them that Jermaine Effetti essentially shouldn't be a guard, and he was looking forward to taking on Effetti. And I was like, whoa, like they, you know, again, I can see Aaron Donald saying that casually, thinking there's no way they're going to bring that up on the broadcast. And you would think, Dan, if you were writing a story based on that Aaron Donald telling you that on background, you might, and I'm trying not, don't mean to be like a journalism professor here, but you might write Aaron Donald might consider Jermaine Effetti someone he can take advantage of. You know, like that's the way you might write it. But in the heat of the moment, you're on ESPN, you say it differently. So I do think that that's kind of a lost in translation situation there.
Right. Aaron Donald likes his matchup. Right. Yes. Something like that would be a way of doing it a little bit more delicately, perhaps. Talking with Kevin Fishbane on Sports Radio 670 The Score. You mentioned five losses in a row to the Saints. What do we need to know about this Saints team in particular as currently constructed?
You know, it's a weird setup because obviously it doesn't look like they're going to have Michael Thomas. You lose that big play threat. Jared Cook's been really good for them. And you look at the fact that the Bears have a weird thing with them against tight ends where they haven't given up a ton of production, but they've given up really key plays. Like if you think back to each game, you can think of a tight end getting one crucial third down or catching a touchdown pass. So you worry about him. I think it starts with Alvin Kamara, though. I mean, this is why you drafted Roquan Smith game for this exact matchup. Because they're not explosive when you look at their metrics in terms of, you know, yards per carry, yards per pass. You know, obviously Drew Brees is not launching 30-yard bombs, but they're scoring 30 points a game. They're number one on third down. They're extremely efficient. You know, they're going to do their best to keep Drew Brees clean. And you wonder how much a running tight end. You're asking the Bears to do something like this, to run an offense through a running back and a tight end. The Saints are able to do that with the injuries they have at wide receiver. So it's one of those things where it's like, how much can a really good Bears defense limit the Saints? And because you can't, it's hard to picture the Saints scoring less than 20, 24 points, but you can't picture the Bears scoring that much. Dan, I frankly think the best thing going for the Bears right now might be the weather. I mean, it's supposed to be windy and cool, and we all know Drew Brees outside, you know, a little different than when he's in the dome. You know, I'm not trying to make it necessarily a weather game, but just the way the Bears have been, they need to win a slog. They need to win a 19-16 game. And you know, the best friend to them could be Mother Nature.
When do you think the Bears will want to get a longer look at maybe a different running back option? I know nobody's blocking, and I know they like David Montgomery. But at some point, we know in the NFL, that is a position where sometimes just a guy with fresh legs may be better than you think he is. And whether it's Artavis Pierce or Ryan Nall or someone else, because the Cordarrelle Patterson thing is a gimmick. He's not a running back. Has anyone or could anyone earn time? And at the trade deadline, even though we're not thinking about it, you know, it was brought up yesterday on the show that if there were somebody available who is a get-his-own-yards kind of guy to make the run blocking look better because he's good kind of guy, could that be addressed?
Yeah, it's kind of surprised me, Dan, and I'm saying this as someone who likes David Montgomery and think he thought he should have been more involved in the offense, that we've seen no Ryan Nall, no Artavis Pierce, no Cordarrelle Patterson for the most part as a running back. Like, they have just been full David Montgomery show. And again, I don't have a problem with that in a vacuum, but when you can't run the ball successfully with that strategy, you got to try something new. And I do think you always have to take these head coach press conferences with the grain of salt. But the fact that the way Matt Nagy talks about Lamar Miller makes me think they really do have some plans for Lamar Miller once the knee is healthy. Otherwise, too, it's not worth it to waste a practice squad spot on a veteran like that week after week after week if you don't think eventually he's going to be someone that you can get in the game for 15 snaps, use him as a third down back. You know, he's a good pass catcher throughout his career. I just think that the way that they talk about what he can bring to the offense doesn't seem to be smoke. It seems to be like they just want the knee to get healthy. Trade deadline, you know, you look, I think I wrote about this last week, Duke Johnson in Houston, if Houston's doing a fire sale. Someone mentioned Deion Lewis from the Giants. If they're looking to ship a veteran running back, and Deion Lewis looked pretty good here at Soldier Field earlier this season. If you're looking at third down backs, veteran guys, if it can just be a change of pace for Montgomery, because right now you might as well give him a spell. You're going to need him in December. You know, get his snap down from 80, he's at like 85%. Maybe get him down to like 65. And that's why right now I think choice one could be Lamar Miller.
When is his knee supposed to be healthy?
That's a great question, because it seems like that's the one thing limited him. And I wonder if it's a, you know, they just have to ask the trainers to say, yes, you're good to go. You know, because he's on the practice squad, Dan, we don't get practice designation. So we don't know if he's limited right, or if he's full, and he's just running the scout team right now. But again, I don't think that Matt Nagy would talk him up the way he does if they didn't think there was a possibility Lamar Miller, and I'm saying this acknowledging that head coaches talk up guys all the time and sometimes they don't pan out, but it just seems strange to say nice things about a guy who's on your practice squad if you don't think at some point he can contribute. So it might just be everybody has to be on the same page of comfort level with the knee. He had a torn ACL, which cost him all of last year, for him to go. And Dan, I'll say this too. You would hope from a personnel standpoint, they don't reach a point where like, it's never going to happen, because now you've just wasted 3 weeks. Right. So again, I'm buying into the idea that they're just waiting, and it could be any day.
Kevin Fishbane, appreciate it much. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic joins us on Thursdays at 10 to talk about the Bears. When we come back, I want you to hear what White Sox ace Lucas Giolito had to say yesterday on the Scores Afternoon Show. Danny Parkins and Cody Decker were hosting yesterday, and Cody Decker, longtime, lifelong friend of Giolito, actually was his hitting coach. He was like 8 years old or something like that. And they talked to him about what he would be looking for in a manager. The news of the day has been the ongoing probability that indeed Tony La Russa is imminently going to be installed as White Sox manager, and the profound myopia of that decision and the damage that it could do to the organization, particularly culturally. Now we're finding out on Twitter a top-end starting pitcher who might have been a free agent target of the White Sox might absolutely hang the I'm not interested sign on them if Tony La Russa is hired. We've got that news next on The Score.
Bears fans, stay tuned to The Score as we continue to get you ready for Bears versus Saints. Can Matt Nagy and the 5-2 Bears get the offense on track and get a win? We're talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This hour is brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Are you looking to get back to work? Accurate Personnel is currently hiring in manufacturing, distribution, warehousing, forklift driving, assembly, clerical, and more. Come to any of their 11 Chicagoland locations and apply today. Let their Accurate Personnel representatives match you with your next opportunity and start working as soon as tomorrow. They have hundreds of options available, which you can find at jobs.accurateusa.com or call 833-GO-4JOBS. Again, jobs.accurateusa.com or call 833-GO-4-JOBS.
This is Damon Amengalara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. Sponsored by NHTSA. Never try to beat a train across the tracks. Stop. trains can't. Will Daryl Morey fix the Sixers? Not necessarily, but he sure does make them more interesting. After years in Houston, he takes over the top spot in Philly's front office. Not the GM. Elton Brand still holds that position, but in charge of basketball operations. Morey never won a title in Houston, but it wasn't for lack of creative trying. The Sixers roster is poorly built, like a daily fantasy team come to life. But Morey wouldn't take this job if he was going to stand pat. He's going to try to work the edges, trade someone for someone else in a draft pick in 2030. He must see some flexibility potential, which means the Sixers aren't static. They're going to be mixing and matching pieces like Lady Gaga's wardrobe. I'm here for it, because the worst thing a star-laden team should be is boring. This is Damon. I'm Endelara.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us. And at AAMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us. And it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO center for details.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Here we go. It's so cheap. Yeah, got a great rate on the down low. Cause Jake isn't your average Joe. Hard to believe. Yeah, nobody does it like State Farm do. Never knew the rates were this low. Oh, they ain't that steep.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
At Chewy, we believe special moments with our pets don't have to cost more money, so you can save on your dog's favorite food, tasty treats for your cat, even prescriptions, all delivered right to your door. Save 30% on your first AutoShip order up to $20. Visit Chewy.com today.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
It's not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem and a helpful online water heater buying guide to make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Click the banner for the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know that moment when you go in an elevator and you can tell that someone in that elevator had a bag of McDonald's? Because you smell McDonald's, so now you want McDonald's, and now the first place you're going to go when you get out of this elevator is McDonald's. There's a meal for that moment at McDonald's.
Now get any size soft drink for $1, a six-piece chicken McNuggets for $2, or bundle a McDouble and small fries for $3. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer combo meal, single item at regular price.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home with the coffee you like just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, 2 pumps of caramel, 1 pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my PM pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers. They take care of us, and at AMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us, and it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Who should the White Sox hire as their manager?
Oh, man. You know what? You're not going to like it, but he is the best guy available, and based on the rules, A.J. Hinch currently is available.
I like it.
You know what?
That's my guy.
If you're a White Sox, yeah, if you're a White Sox fan, despite the cheating scandal, listen, he's one of the few guys that actually got punished for it. So you know what? If everyone else is allowed back, A.J. Hinch is allowed back, in my opinion. And A.J. Hinch is a very good manager. You got a young team. A.J. knows how to handle a bullpen, and that's something the White Sox desperately need.
Former big leaguer and radio.com baseball expert Cody Decker, who was with me. And he also was with the Danny Parkins show yesterday, sitting in as a co-host. I want to get to what Lucas Giolito told them. But first, I want you to see this. And you can dismiss this as a little Twitter nothing if you want. But this is the kind of thing you deal with here. There is a retweet that I retweeted from Patrick Nolan, P. Knowles at Sox Machine. And he said, I'm not sure what the chances were of the White Sox ponying up for Marcus Stroman, but it appears that hiring Tony La Russa would mean kissing that dream goodbye. Stroman was the second name that I've seen after Trevor Bauer regarding the available starting pitching that is going to be at a premium right now. A lot of teams in the market for starting pitching. And here's why he said that. It's because there is a tweet that was liked by Marcus Stroman, officially him with the blue check mark. And it's a tweet from someone named Ryan who says, the writing's on the wall, man. He, La Russa, speaks out against showing emotion and has had some bad quotes about black baseball players. No one will come play here. That tweet was liked by Marcus Stroman. So he is aware. He heard it. He responded to it publicly. And that is already what we're looking at with a situation where a reputation is preceding him across the league. And you can bet that Tim Anderson is aware as well. Lucas Giolito, as I mentioned, was on yesterday. He joined Danny Parkins and Cody Decker, and he was asked what type of manager is best to lead the Sox clubhouse.
That's tough. I mean, I really, really liked Ricky. You know, all the things that I just said in the previous question I answered, I think Ricky was a huge part of that in kind of injecting that confidence in us, teaching us the in and outs of the game. But, you know, it's a business, things happen. I think that a manager that has a lot of experience, especially in the playoffs, managing a bullpen, managing starters, in-game decisions, whether that be bunts, hit and runs, all those kinds of things, when the pressure is really turned up, someone that has a lot of experience in those areas. As far as like the clubhouse is concerned, I think we have a fantastic clubhouse. I don't think that there really needs to be much work done there. So that's pretty much all I got for now.
We just had Game 6 of the World Series last night. You as a competitor, current competitor, is there anything about that game that just fired you up, that made you go like, all right, our turn?
Yeah, I was really fired up when Blake Snell got pulled in the sixth inning. I thought that was a ludicrous move.
Yes, yes, Lucas.
But I'm a starting pitcher that likes to go deep in games. Like, I you know, that's the one thing about baseball that really sucks now is you're not seeing as many guys throwing 200-plus innings as starters. I get it. I get the numbers. A lot of time the numbers show that third time through a lineup for a starting pitcher, it's not going to go as well. But, I mean, you guys, I'm sure you were all watching the game. Like, you saw the way Blake was throwing the ball. Like, that was his best stuff. And the confidence he was showing out there, the rhythm he was in. Like, I don't think that a base hit from the nine-hole guy was really going to throw him off, especially considering how he was handling the top three guys in that lineup. But I don't know. That's not exactly an unpopular opinion that I have. I think that a lot of people share in that. So, you know, it's unfortunate for the Rays, but I am very happy for Clayton Kershaw getting his ring, you know, living legend in our league. So I don't know if I answered your question.
Just as a current competitor, like, you know, the White Sox, you guys are right on the cusp of being that team. Is this firing you up? Like, just, I know it just ended, but 2021 ain't that far away.
Yeah, I watched this postseason and this World Series a lot different than I used to. It used to be like, I guess the analogy is like a kid at the candy store, but your mom's not going to let you go in. So you have your like face on the glass like this, and you're like, damn, man, I want some of that. Now I watched it like, oh, those are a bunch of peers and we're going to be there.
Money to go into the candy store and buy whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was more like, I can't wait until we get the opportunity to do that. You know, we were pretty close this year. Unfortunately, that series didn't go our way. But every single round of the playoffs as they progressed through, I was watching a lot more intently than I used to. And it was very exciting, and it just got me excited for what we're capable of.
What are you hoping for? I know you said earlier you're not in the front office, but I also know that Rick Hahn, like, he talks to you guys. Like, he talks to the leaders on the team. That's been out there, whether it would be you or Keuchel or other guys. Like, what are you hoping for in the offseason for the team?
That we make additions that are going to put us in a good position to win more and more and more. That's my conversations with Rick, very clear that everybody's on board for us to make championship pushes year in and year out for as long as this window lasts. So that is a really good feeling as being a player on the team, trying to win World Series rings, that the front office is completely on board. We're all on the same page. That's all I can ask. You know, I'm not a GM. I don't know how to sign players, how any of that stuff works. So I'm going to let those guys do their job, and hopefully we can continue to make additions and moves that help the team out at the end of the day.
White Sox ace Lucas Giolito on yesterday with Danny Parkins on the Danny Parkins Show with Cody Decker sitting in. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. I want to thank the texter that has just sent more likes by Marcus Stroman on Twitter. And it isn't just the one that I mentioned. In Marcus Stroman's likes, he has also liked a tweet that says, Tony La Russa 100% hinders the White Sox in free agency. The hire has no upside, none. He also liked a tweet that said, dude's an effing dinosaur that's completely the wrong direction for a team that's built their identity of changing the game with TA. Why would fun or eccentric players like Stroman or Bauer want to play under a stubborn old bleep like him at all? Also, a tweet from our guy Chris Herring, who says, I might have to fall back some if the Sox hire La Russa. All of those tweets were liked by Marcus Stroman, who would be a free agent target who apparently you can absolutely write off if you're going to make this move, as it appears that they are. We are going to do the Midday Midway next. I have the 10 cars that generate the most speeding tickets. And this is completely counterintuitive. I'm not a car guy. I'm not sure I understand this, why you would drive some of these cars fast or why they would draw the attention of Smokey. But they do. These are the most ticketed cars. I also have an asteroid headed toward Earth that we may just welcome, and some really unfortunate truth in advertising. That's coming up next on the Midday Midway on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The season is in full swing and the action is still unfolding, so head over to DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so many storylines across both professional and collegiate sports, this is the time to check out all DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the showdown in Happy Valley, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. Additionally, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of those great sign-up offers, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. To download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app, you can use promo code Chicago when you sign up. That gets you the can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State. Bet $1 on them and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use the promo code Chicago during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
As a pro, you've got what it takes to do your job. But for some jobs, it's good to know you can rent what it takes from the Home Depot. Like pro-grade tools and large equipment. Everything from skid steer loaders and concrete saws to paint sprayers. The kind of gear you need when you need it, only when you need it. And when you're done, just bring it back. For the pro-grade tools you need to finish the job, start with a click on homedepot.com/rent. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Halloween, Friendsgiving, the holidays, the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect gift to help you host a gathering. The DrinkWorks Home Bar is a countertop home bar that makes over 30 cocktails, brews, ciders, and more, all at the push of a button. From mojitos to mules to margaritas, all you need to do is put the pod in and let the machine do the work. Go to DrinkWorks.com to order your home bar and see all the available drinks. That's DrinkWorks.com. Cheers. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Use under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at MyHealthPolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at MyHealthPolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Great like that. Just gripping 10 and 2, riding down the block. Drive safe and save, my discount is locked, but my rates like that. They're great like that, drive safe like that. I save like that, my claims like that. Got Jake like that, straight up facts, great rates. Straight up facts, great rates.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventKnows.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
The Midday Midway is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. We started out by lamenting what appears to be the imminent hiring of Tony La Russa as the White Sox manager until we hear otherwise. A profoundly damaging move to bring in a backwards thinker who flies in the face of everything the White Sox have built up culturally. It calls into question who is running the team and who's running the team going forward, whose words matter. We replayed what Rick Hahn said he was looking for in a manager and what mattered to him, how he decried the previous insularity of some of their hires. We talked to Bruce Levine, trying to divine who else to whom they may be talking, and we don't know. It could be by the weekend we just find out that it's Tony La Russa and we the Sox fans be damned. I also brought up the fact that in my many phone calls trying to research what was going on last night, they've got an internal issue as well. It isn't just season ticket holders who are unhappy. There is dismay within the White Sox organization at this possibility and an understanding that Tony Ditka is a bad fit for what they've embraced, and they're going to have to do some explaining, not just to you, the fan, not just to the media, but to people within the organization about how this is getting done and why this is getting done. And it's all too bad. It really is. And we talked about some of the details of it. The other thing is there's some developing news today is in Marcus Stroman's Twitter likes. And what through his likes, he is making very, very clear what he feels about Tony La Russa, and it does seem like it would preclude the White Sox being on his list as the White Sox look to find starting pitching in the offseason. Also talked to Kevin Fishbane, and we heard what Lucas Giolito said with the Scores Afternoon Show yesterday. Which cars generate the most speeding tickets? Let's go to the data. Let's go to MotorTrend.com, because I wouldn't have any idea how to predict some of this stuff. For a long time, there was a belief that bright red cars generated more because they were more easily seen. I don't know if that is still the case, but I'll just take you through it, and you can conclude as you see fit. Maybe you, the car guy, can have better ideas than I. Number 10, the Nissan 350Z, with 14.65% of drivers having a speeding violation. I mean, looks like a fast little fun two-seat coupe. Okay, great. Not Don Cooper. Number 9, the Dodge Charger. with 14.71% of Charger drivers having a speeding violation. You can get up to 700 horsepower in some models. Those are the cars that ask you, you know, more, step down a little harder, and maybe people just sort of fall for it and open it up. Number eight, the Dodge Ram 2500 pickup. 14.79% of Ram 2500 drivers have a speeding violation. It is the only pickup on the list. It's described as a punchy V8 or torquey diesel engine that can get you in trouble despite electronically limited top speeds. All right. Number seven, the Dodge Challenger, with 15.09% of Challenger drivers. Yet another Dodge product. Maybe Dodge owners like to speed. Again, it's a V8 described as having guttural engine sounds. Number six, the Hyundai Veloster. All right. These drivers get speeding tickets at a rate 32% higher than the national average. This is a funky three-door hatchback, 275 horsepower for 2021. The Hyundai Veloster at number six. It's a weird-looking automobile for weird-looking people. Number five, the Dodge Dart, with 15.45% of Dart drivers. It's only 184 horsepower, but people like to dart in their darts. I don't know how to conclude any of this. Number four, the Infiniti G37. They call it a predictable offender that ably carves canyons with balanced handling and a powerful engine. Speeding violations 33% higher than national average. Number three, the Subaru Impreza. Only 152 horsepower. 15.9% of drivers with a speeding violation. Number two, the Volkswagen GTI. 17.38%. It's another hatchback that is 40% above average for speeding tickets. And the number one car for speeding tickets, the Subaru WRX. And it's not close at 20.49%. Okay. They say it's hardly surprising it earned the dubious honor. It's the temptation to toss the turbocharged all-wheel drive performance sedan into a corner at every opportunity, accruing speeding tickets at a rate nearly 50% higher than average. Congratulations to the Subaru WRX. This is called Truth in Advertising. In Davie, Florida, a man paid $150 for, quote, a full contact experience with a black leopard. That's what he wanted. The man, his name is Michael Poggi, is the man who runs an animal sanctuary for rare and endangered animals. And Poggi charged Dwight Turner $150 for a full contact experience with his black leopard. Ostensibly, to play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures. That's not what happened. He got the full contact experience. Turner walked inside the enclosure, and the leopard attacked. And the injuries were so severe, his scalp was hanging from his head, and his right ear was torn in half. And he has now undergone multiple surgeries, and his head is completely bandaged in gauze. Well, you get it. $150, full contact experience. You get your scalp ripped off and your ear torn in half. And you get what you pay for. So, nice going all around. And if this makes you feel better, an asteroid three times the size of a football field is speeding up as it heads toward Earth. New evidence has revealed researchers at the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy have found the Apophis asteroid, named after the Egyptian god of chaos, has accelerated due to something known as the Yarkovsky effect. Scientists claim the phenomenon increases the possibility that Apophis will make impact with Earth in 2068. An event previously thought impossible, now possible. The asteroid is being pushed around by sunlight, and Yarkovsky acceleration comes into play when thermal radiation is no longer uniform, and it means some parts of the space rock heat up faster than others. The new observations that we obtained with the Subaru telescope, also gets a lot of speeding tickets, earlier this year, were good enough to reveal the Yarkovsky acceleration of Apophis. The asteroid is drifting away from a purely gravitational orbit by about 170 meters per year, enough to keep the 2068 impact scenario in play. They have been tracking this since they discovered it in 2004, and Apophis will also make an extremely close approach to the Earth on April 13th of 2029, when it will be visible to the naked eye, but they say there is no chance of impact. So we've known for some time that an impact with Earth is not possible during the 2029 close approach. Now, the devil's in the details here, and it's certainly in the kicker. This is not the first time our planet has come into close contact with a potentially dangerous asteroid since the dinosaur killer, which is known as Chicxulub, C-H-I-C-X-U-L-U-B. It actually has a name, Chicxulub, but was the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. In July this year, a pyramid-sized asteroid, big enough to destroy a city, narrowly missed hitting the Earth. And it was only spotted by NASA 3 weeks before its flyby. Well, what happened to the Space Force? Isn't this Space Force's job? Don't we have a whole arm of the military to send people out to the asteroids and blow them up or shoot missiles at them or something? Maybe we're underfunding Space Force to find the asteroids, the potential killers. So get on that, Space Force. Do your damn job. And that is the Midday Midway. And that's your warning if you want your full contact panther experience or leopard or whatever it was. And
idiot!
Just your face torn off. That is, the fact that the timing, if it were such that the moment he walked in, it's like, yeah, go rub its belly. It's like, okay, walk in, click, and then just to me, it's like, oh, okay. Just set on him. Boy, some people are dumb. Wow. Next up, we're going to talk to Pete Futek about the wild and wacky, wonderful world of college football and how it's ravaged by disease. And there are big games this weekend. We'll do all of it with him next on The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
White Sox ace Lucas Giolito.
That's the one thing that I really love about the organization is we very much have a very cohesive, family-oriented environment. You can go in, you can talk about whatever you want. I've had conversations with, you know, Rick and Jeremy and Kenny that aren't necessarily about baseball.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Radio.com. Sports Station.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Bye.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've been telling you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and I've had a ton of fun. It's actually the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you could bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. I haven't been doing well, but if you want to play along, here are my picks for tonight's game, Atlanta versus Carolina. I've got the Falcons plus 2. I've got the over 51.5, and I have Julio Jones scoring a touchdown at plus 130. That's a $10 bet to win $56.38. If you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get 10 bucks back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has these same-game parlay bets, and you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived, so act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
All football point spread bettors, please listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, it's Thursday night pro football. I have tremendous information. Over the last seven Thursday nights, we are 7-0. Try us out absolutely free this evening. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you'll get my information on tonight's Atlanta Carolina game. Plus, as an added bonus, the over under. It's free. It's on my free recorded comp line. Once again, guys, 36 years in the sports handicapping business. I know how to make my clients money. Go 2-0 this evening. It's free. It's on me. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525 and visit GBIWins.com.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,